it can be like a mailman. Mm-hmm. The mailman has like is like the perfect job stalker, for a stalker.
Yeah.
Because you have access to thousands of addresses. You deliver to the person so you know the face. Yeah. It's easy to obsess.
Yeah, you know who else lives there.
What the person buys, yeah. From which websites, what they like. It's crazy to me that it's so easy to find addresses nowadays. It's a little scary, to be honest. But I don't see a way around it. It's
no,
very
me
hard.
Neither, but it's so scary.
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
Hello, happy Monday.
Hi, guys. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
It's always a happy Monday when you're watching Undressed. It's the joy of Mondays.
Yes, it is.
And today we have a creepy episode.
A very creepy one.
I'm excited for this one, actually. I've been watching creepy stuff lately.
Yeah, yeah. We actually thought it would be a great theme because we both watched Baby Reindeer recently. And
such a good show.
Such a good show. I saw it in like 2 days.
Yeah. You can really speed watch it. It's really addictive.
I was glued to the TV, yeah.
And it gets better like in the beginning because every time like a show gets a lot of hype, I feel like you already have an expectation. So on the first episodes, I watched it after the hype. So I was like, well, I'm not sure if this is going to be what everyone is saying that it is, but it gets so much better after a few episodes. It really builds. And I was so shocked. I wasn't expecting from like the starting of the show, like how it would end and everything that he went through. So, so good. We're going to spoil some bits today.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think for me, it was the opposite. I watched it. It kind of appeared on my suggestions and I feel like no one had watched it yet. And I clicked on it based on the fact that it said that it was about a stalker. And then I realized that the main character is the person who the story happened to himself. And that's what really glued me because the fact that he's playing out. Okay, so should we spoil it a little bit?
Yeah, I think we need to.
Yeah. So it's basically a story about a man who got a little stall. He worked at a bar and a woman started going there and she started to stalk him. And the guy who played him is him itself. So he's...
is the writer and actor.
Exactly.
Of the series.
And it shows how he had to deal with her, how it was such a nightmare. Other like... creepy things that happened to him as well. Very like
intense. Yeah. And I think it kind of like justifies because in the beginning you might like wonder why he let it slide for so long and why he was like almost feeding into this obsession, because I think there were some parts where he was at fault in my eyes. But then after the episodes go on and you learn more about his backstory, then you understand why he's so such a softie and lets her do so much shit. And it's also very important because it talks about like just abuse in general and how like victims, you know, how you wonder sometimes like why this domestic violence victim let it go for like years, let it happen for years. And it kind of shows a little bit why. And if you're like a person that it's not, I don't know, there it's a little more sensitive, you can fall for this kind of traps.
Yeah.
And
and if you have maybe lack of self-worth, I feel like you also had that, you may fall into that for sure. But
she's so creepy.
She's so creepy. And I've watched... I think you've watched too, an interview with the real Martha.
Oh my God.
Supposedly.
Yes.
And she's exactly the way that she's played. I'm pretty sure the actress that played her must have watched the interviews before.
But the interviews were made after, like the one from
Piers Morgan. Or something about her.
Something, I think so, because he must have something with him. I don't know if he has videos or...
Yeah.
But he probably showed the Facebook and...
Because like the mannerisms were the same. Like the way of talking and the laugh was the same. So I'm pretty sure he must have some videos of her or something.
It's crazy. The actor is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And even the writer and actor, the guy,
so good.
Is so good.
So good, so good.
And yeah, basically after the series, The Real Martha, I don't know, I guess it was easy to find.
Yeah.
The Real Martha is called Fiona Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
And she was interviewed by Piers Morgan. And the thing is, I watched the interview and not only she's exactly the same... But she, on the interview, was being the crazy Martha.
The Lulu.
The Lulu.
Completely the Lulu.
So, at the start of the interview, he asked, like, if she knows him, if she's Martha, if the story is true. And she denies everything. She mm-hmm. says she was never arrested. She never liked him. She only met him, like, for 2 days or something at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that he was, like... making conversation with her. She denied everything. But then the interview goes on and then she's go like...
Yeah.
Completely nuts. And then she start like contradicting everything she said in the beginning.
Yeah.
And said like he was in love with her and he tried to sleep with her. Yeah, so those 2 days were like totally a lie.
And then he asked her if she was in love and she was like, I don't like little boys.
Yeah.
So
with
petty.
No job.
With no job. So petty.
She
was
exactly
the one who didn't have a job.
Yeah. And she says she has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
That she couldn't sleep with him because she had a boyfriend. Like so many lies. And what I heard is that now she's becoming a little obsessed with Piers Morgan. The guy who interviewed her. Because basically, I think the interview has over... I wrote it down. 10 million views already on YouTube. And now she thinks she is deserving of a lot of money because he is earning a lot of money with the interview. So she is asking for £1 million for that interview after the interview is live.
Wow, that makes super sense.
Super sense. And she's like obsessed with fame that she's getting in attention. And I feel it's a little dangerous because if she was dangerous before the fame, I'm not sure if this will do her any good. She's just gonna have attention for all her maniac ideas.
Yeah. She's gonna be like, I'm so famous from doing this. I'm
exactly.
just gonna keep doing it.
And I saw on TikTok that she uses her Facebook just like she did on the emails, because on the series she doesn't have his phone number.
Yeah.
So she uses an email to spam him big time every day, like 12, 20 emails per day. And she always do this spelling errors, writing down. And then she writes, send from an iPhone.
Send from an iPhone. But sometimes it's like, send
from a phone.
From all. From all. iPhone.
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 It's so funny to me that someone would write that just
to appear that they have an iPhone.
It's crazy. But yeah, basically her Facebook now, it's like the emails. She's posting like 20 posts per day with the same spelling errors, exactly the same.
Just from her thoughts.
From her thoughts about the interview, about the guy. She's obsessed with the guy all over again, saying that he... he's saying a lot of lies on the series. She's like... all over again, doing the same process, which is a little scary because now she has attention. So I don't know how this is going to go, but one day she might be arrested again.
Yeah, for sure. It's so hard because I wonder if he was kind of expecting... like, I've heard these theories how he was, like, doing this to grab her attention again. But I'm sure it wasn't anything like that. But I'm sure he thought that it's a risk to do a TV show about her.
I guess so. Because he's, like, poking the bear now again.
Yeah.
And waking
Maybe
her up.
Maybe he wasn't expecting it to become so
big.
Big.
Yeah.
Also.
That's true. And I thought about that because of the ending of the series, there's this speculation that he might like her or like the attention a lot and tries to grab her attention again with all this. But at the same time, it's also his story, right?
Yeah, so
he's deserving of telling his truth. So I think he did well. But yeah, I'm not sure how it's going to be because she's out. She's not in prison anymore. So I don't know how. I'm a little scared for him. I would be.
I would be. But he has a she must have a restraining order, no? From him?
I have no idea, actually. I have no idea how much time she was in prison, but she was, right? On the series, they say so. I hope that she has a restraining order because I would be so scared to be him right now.
Same.
I wouldn't even interview her as like a TV person.
Yeah, no, me neither.
I would be so scared of this kind of creeps.
Oh, I don't know. I think I would interview her.
You would?
I would. But I'm not a dude. So she's not gonna like fall.
I don't know.
Maybe she would. Do you think
maybe
she would?
Wait,
do you think she would?
You know, actually, because of this episode, I was searching for stalkers, celebrity stalkers, and like creepy stories. And there's not only creepy stories about like guy stalkers stalking girls and girls stalking guys. There actually, I was learning a lot about the Selena Quintanilla story. Do you know Selena, like the Latin singer?
Oh,
the one
yeah.
with the red lips, very beautiful,
very OG, like
very OG.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah, yeah. Okay.
Basically, I knew she was dead. Like I know she passed away, but I didn't know about the tragic story. So basically, she passed away at 23, which is like very early age. And she had this fan because she became famous quickly. She was very young and one of like the first Latin singers to be famous worldwide. And basically she had this woman that was such a big fan. She was called Yolanda Saldivar. And she was such a big fan. She was obsessed with Selena. She had like her room, her house was like this almost altar to Selena, posters, the whole creep. When you think of a creep, you think of this woman. So
like a sanctuary.
Like a sanctuary, posters, clothes. I don't know. Everything about her. And she loved her so much that she started to try to engage with like the whole family and herself to make a fan club. So she was actually trying to reach the family, manager, everything of Selena to be involved as like the biggest Selena fan ever. And they thought like, why not? So she became the president of the fan club, like the official fan club. And she had this line of communication, direct communication with Selena's family and herself. And she also became the manager of the shops. I think she had some shops dedicated to her. So, after some time, the family discovered that she was stealing money from the businesses. So, both the fan club and the shops. So, they fired her. And that's when the DeLulo started. That triggered everything. So, then she was trying to get Selena to meet her because she got some very important financial documents from the shop and all that she hold on so that she could meet Selena to give it to her, you know, like. And Selena finally agreed to meet her because of the documents in a hotel. And on that day, she arrived at the hotel and during the meeting, she takes off a gun and shots Selena. So basically she killed her there and she passed away at 23, which is so freaking scary. And actually what I also learned is that she got arrested and it's being released next year, 2025. This was a long time ago.
Good era for stalkers.
It is.
Wow, it is. That's insane.
But it must be so crazy, you know, the person that is supposed to be your biggest fan
It turns like that.
Yeah. It's very scary. And it's a woman. I'm not sure if she loved her in a sexual manner. I think it was just an obsession. So, but yeah, she's also the Lulu. I saw some interviews with her on... There's also a documentary, I think. And she's in prison right now. So she gave some interviews in prison. And she kind of reminds you of the real Martha. She's like very the Lulu. She says everything was a lie. That she didn't kill Selena. That she has some secrets that she will reveal. Totally the Lulu.
Oh my god. Very, very scary. That's insane.
I didn't know about this story, actually. I knew she was like killed. But I didn't know it was a stalker.
Wow.
Crazy. Do you get scared of having some fame because of this?
It's not like, oh my god, I'm so scared of getting famous. No, it's not like that. But I think, like, it must be so scary to reach a point where you have to... Where a stalker is, like, normal to have.
Yeah.
You know, because if you think of big celebrities, they all like, I was also looking up yesterday for some like stalker stories, and all of the big celebrities had at least one story. Selena Gomez, Justin Bieber had a stalker that actually like planned like his assassination.
Wow.
But apparently they found it earlier. I didn't dig much into it. Taylor Swift had 6 stalkers.
Wow.
So far,
yeah. So that far. We know.
Yeah. J-Lo had stalkers. So many people.
That's so crazy to me. I think I'm scared a little bit of that. And I don't know where to draw the line of being amused and like grateful.
Mm.
And where you become like, this is dangerous. Because... Like this girl, if you see a room full of your face, I don't know how I would react. I don't know if I would be like, oh my god, thank you. Or if I would be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, kind of.
And
creepy.
Even when people, you see these fans that tattoo the face of the idol.
That's super creepy.
I'm used to seeing like singers posting the faces on the tattoos.
I think that's as creepy as having a sanctuary.
Me too. Like, why? You don't even know me. Yeah. My face?
You know, there's so many videos of Lana and that girl from Euphoria that you look like her.
Maddie from Euphoria.
Yeah, Maddie from Euphoria. There's so many videos of them giving autographs and the people saying, oh, thank you that I'm going to tattoo that. And they're like, no, you're not.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. You're not. Yeah, like Maddie. I don't know. I don't remember her name. But yeah, she was like, what? No, you're not. You're not going to do that. Please. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, insane.
Yeah, I agree. And even a signature, it can be creepy, but I think it's a little better than the face.
It's a little better, for sure, yeah.
The face, like a portrait, it's like, I wouldn't know how to react. Like,
imagine.
Why do you have my face?
Maybe someone has your face.
Imagine why.
Like, you're all over Pinterest.
Maybe my e-girl Wikipedia.
Maybe. For sure. Maybe some dude is like, I want this girl on my lower back.
Imagine. I saw a lot of influencers having their faces altered for tattoos. And that is kind of acceptable because a tattoo artist need to draw on top of something. And they see like a beautiful girl. They draw all over. And some you can see some lookalikes. Like you can see that. Who is behind the drawing, but it's not like a dedicated tattoo.
Yeah.
It's not like a portrait of Sophia, yeah. Like completely.
Sophia 2.0.
Sophia 2.0. I think that would be so creepy. I don't know how I would handle that if I was like super famous and had this. I think it must be a weird life. I was watching the other day, you know, Kim Kardashian was a guest in a roast for Netflix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't see the roast, but I saw on TikTok that she was booed by the audience. And also I saw this other TikTok that this guy was at a podcast, I think. And he was saying how she looked like a robot because he was there. And he said that she is like the most disassociated person he ever saw because she she was in a very strict posture the entire roast, so hours and hours. And then while she was getting booed, she didn't have no reaction. She just standed there, like, there with a smile. And I think that's what you get after so many years of being a celebrity and having to handle all that shit and stalkers and everything. Yeah. You become a robot.
Yeah, because like if you show emotions, you lose.
Yeah.
So, and if you say too much, you also lose. So yeah, you might as well just
for everything. Yeah, so
just become a robot. That's what people want nowadays.
Yeah. That's so scary.
That's really scary.
But what other creepy celebrities have you found?
Okay, so I found a really creepy story from Miranda Cosgrove. Do you know who she is?
That's from Disney Channel too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Carly. It's from Nickelodeon, sorry.
Nickelodeon.
Okay. Yeah, it's from Nickelodeon. She's from Nickelodeon. And let me see where
like a child actor.
Uh-huh. And she's not... And she hasn't been done like many other things. I don't think so.
What's her name?
Miranda Cosgrove. And
because there's another one, I think, from Disney Channel that just appeared on my TikTok that now is like completely cray cray. And she has like a face tattoo. And
oh my God, that's
what happens. Okay,
that's the prettiest person that ever existed. Wait, let me show you.
I thought it was a clone. I thought like this, not a clone, like a replacement. That she was like abducted and someone took over because it doesn't look like the same person. It's Amanda.
Amanda Bynes.
Okay. Amanda Bynes.
She's Amanda Bynes and she was like, she was a star. She made so many movies and she was so pretty. Like to me, she was one of the prettiest girls at the time. Wait. Like this was her and her prime years like of being an actress at Nickelodeon and doing like so many comedies.
Her, exactly.
Yeah. And apparently she was abused by the Nickelodeon producer there. There's now a show that is called Quiet on Set. And they all came out saying how abusive Nickelodeon was. There was like this other guy. Do you know a show that was called Josh and Drake? Well, there was another show that was Josh and Drake, and there were two. And apparently one of them was also very like sexually abused, as in like he was drugged and then he was like raped while he was asleep, like at the studios. And the parents that just trusted them. Yeah. And now, yeah, it's a very nice, not very nice, but it's a very good like documentary if you want to watch. It's called Quiet on Set. And apparently Amanda isn't on it at all. And it's all speculations, but apparently the guy also got her pregnant when she was like 13 or something and she had to get an abortion. But I don't know if that's true. But that's Amanda? What people say. Yeah. At this age.
Oh my God.
And that's why she got like all of the trauma.
Because I think she's having some accusations too. I don't know if it's drugs or if what happened, but I bet like she's very traumatized and fucked up by all that. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. And even there's so many. Do you know Ariana? Ariana Grande was from Nickelodeon as well. She played that show where she was like red-headed. And she also has stories and she also appears on that documentary.
Really?
And if you see this thing, the scenes that she had to do on that show, like it was so like.
Well, I think you told me that with the argument, almost they tried to sexualize it.
Exactly.
Like she was doing weird stuff.
Like in one of the episodes, she was holding a potato, a huge potato, and she's in bed. And she's like, oh no, it's so big. I don't know. It's so weird. And they had an obsession with toes and feet. And they were always showing the kids' feet. And yeah, even the Nickelodeon symbol is a foot.
Oh my God.
So yeah, it's all like very
I never thought
weird.
Of that.
But if you see the scenes from Ariana, Like, it's all there. Oh, and there's a bit where she, like, she's, like hitting her face with, like, some very gooey thing. It looks like other things.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, maybe they disguised themselves as, like, a children's show, but they were really selling like this to
for
pedos.
Adults. Yeah.
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 And for, like, audience. And to get a lot of audience.
It wasn't only that guy from the production that I told you, like, apparently there was, like, it was all a team of abusers.
Wow.
It was, so yeah. But yeah, I recommend watching that.
It's so crazy. I guess, like,
and the parents trusted them, you know? Yeah. And they just would let their kids there, like, the entire day.
I think people are really abusive on this industry, and it can happen a lot with shoots and like theater and movies, because there's this sense of authority. You're just almost like a puppet there when you're being like an actor or a model. I luckily never felt this abuse, but I can see that happening, because when I'm doing shoots, I feel like it doesn't really matter that you're the model or you're the actor. You're just there. So you're not like this, getting this special attention. You're just there. And there's so many people that you feel intimidated. And there's so many surprises on set that you think you're doing something. And then someone just throws another idea at you on the spot. And you feel pressured to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that can happen a lot. And it's so scary. The other day I was watching this interview also. I think it was also on a podcast with Johnny Knoxville from Jackass. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And he was telling a story. He wasn't even like telling it as an abuse story. But for me, it's like totally an abuse story. He was saying that he got to play an Oscar in a play. And he was very young. So he got dressed in this like leotard thing as the statue, the Oscar.
Like the gold thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the guy, director or whatever, told him, like, I can see your genitalia through the spandex. Mm-hmm. So you need to tuck it in. And he was like, okay, give me a moment. I'll try to do it. And he was like, no, it's better if I do it. And then he goes to him, puts his hand inside the spandex and does it himself, like from behind. He tucks his dick in. So just imagine that happening to you when you're like 18, 20, whatever, on stage. And like he does it in front of everyone. So it looks normal.
Yeah.
Natural.
Yeah.
But what the fuck, he's not. And I bet he was so surprised that he couldn't say anything. But that's definitely abuse and messes up with you.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's so crazy.
Hollywood is not. Hollywood is very dark.
Very dark and creepy.
Yeah, and it was the same with Nickelodeon. Like, all the kids were there. They were all recording. The guy just said, oh, Ariana, just, like, throw yourself in the bed and we're going to, like, throw you some water and you're going to do, like, these crazy sounds. And,
yeah.
And it's a play and it's fun and it's, yeah. Okay, so I looked into the Miranda Cosgrove stalker story, and basically this stalker was around her house for like 3 days burying things in her like backyard.
Oh my god.
So he buried chocolate, he buried like rope, knives, but he also buried things to like enough things like an accelerant, an ignition, like to explode something.
Oh,
enough to explode something. However, she did not see him do this throughout the 3 days because she wasn't there at the house. She was somewhere else. And then suddenly she got a call at 3 a.m. Saying that something happened at her house, and she went there, and basically the guy had seen someone that looked like her and that drove the same car passing by, and he like shot on the car 6 times. The woman was okay, like she was a bit injured, but she didn't die. And then next he set himself on fire and shot himself.
Oh my god.
In front of her backyard.
I'm getting chills.
Yeah. Insane. Like he probably thought that the work was done, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and basically they looked into it and they found other blood and hair on inside his car. So maybe apparently it looks like he was a serial killer. And yeah, the police basically tried to understand why he did it, if there's a pattern, but so far they didn't find out anything. And yeah, she tried to live there for a while, but she ended up buying another place, and she's thinking of selling this house. But yeah, it's insane. She met with a woman that was shot. Yeah, and she was like,
I'm sorry.
She was like, it's okay.
But she was so lucky. Imagine if
she was so lucky. Yeah, because then she saw the security cameras, and there he was for 3 days just digging up stuff.
Imagine waiting for her. The window of your backyard and seeing a guy burying stuff. Oh my god, that's so scary. And I was thinking this the other day, finding addresses now, it's so easy.
I have so many stories regarding that, because yesterday I was doing this search for the podcast, and I commented that with my boyfriend. He was like, oh, you need to talk about Twitch and streamers. And I was like, why? Because they're swatted all the time. And I was like, what the fuck is that? I don't know what that is. And apparently, if you're a streamer, it's a common thing to have your address leaked. And someone discovers your address and calls the police and sends a SWAT team to your place. And you're arrested.
No, fuck.
And that's a thing. That's a trend. That's a thing. And
so they can watch it live?
They can watch it live.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And there's
do police send the whole SWAT team without...
Yeah. There's some... I don't know what they say, but it's aggressive. He's just playing and then he goes. They take out the doors and there he goes. And all for what? And there's so many crazy streamers, girl streamers I saw that people also found out their address and they burned their car.
Oh my gosh.
Just for the sake of it. Just to have people's attention. I don't know, just to feel important.
Yeah. I think streamers are an easy target because they share mostly everything about their lives and they are recording.
Yeah. Maybe you can see a window sometimes. Yeah. I don't know. And I feel like people feel very connected to them.
Exactly. It's easy to obsess because you can watch them 24 hours.
Yeah.
I think that happens a lot with reality shows. The more you can look into people's lives, the more obsessed you become. Yeah. And that's why I have this fear of live videos. Even on Instagram when everyone was doing lives. Now, thankfully, it has been a little bit dead for a while. People do it on TikTok sometimes. But I was never a big fan because I feel scared. Even on stories, I wait until I leave the place.
Same.
To do a story. I have this thing. I don't know why, but I'm like... Even when, this weekend, I went to do a collab with, this brunch place that I told you about. And whenever I'm doing that, I want to do the stories there because I want the restaurant or the person who hired me to see that I'm doing my job while I'm there and that I'm not, going to run away without doing the content. But at the same time, I have this fear. So I always do it at the very end when I'm about to leave the door. Mm. Or when I'm in my car, I never do it. I don't know why. It's this thing.
Yeah, I'm the same.
I don't feel I have enough followers to have creepy dudes, or girls. It doesn't have to do with gender, but
who knows?
Who knows?
If you have I don't know. If you have a creepy guy, some Delulu guy, or a true hater. I don't know. Yeah. Imagine you might have a.
And it's very easy, we were saying, the dresses is, one of the easiest things. First, you need to put it in almost everything. If you order something online, you need to put it. It's so easy to, for a brand. We have so many brands reaching out for even gifting. Not only, doing paid jobs, but, gifting, PR. And who knows how many people work at that company. There's so many companies, so many addresses we send. It's so easy to fake a brand and ask for your rates and your address. The packages is so easy. Like every time I try to rip it, but I sometimes forget to rip the
label. Yeah, the tag. Label. Yeah, sometimes there are so many. Yeah, it's hard.
And even it can be like a mailman. Mm-hmm. The mailman is like the perfect job for a stalker.
Yeah,
because you have access to thousands of addresses. You deliver to the person, so you know the face.
Yeah.
It's easy to obsess.
Yeah, you know who else lives there.
What the person buys, from which websites, what they like. It's crazy to me that it's so easy to find addresses nowadays. It's a little scary, to be honest. But I don't see a way around it.
Me neither. But it's so scary.
Yeah.
Just imagine someone like inside a car waiting for you to leave or waiting for you to arrive.
And with the packages, like you get not only the address, but the name and the phone number and the email. So even in Baby Reindeer, I don't know how he got like for so long Martha not to have his phone.
His phone, yeah.
Because I feel like nowadays it's so easy.
So
like
easy.
Just wait by the mail and you see the package. There's going to be a phone number.
That's why so many people use like P.O. boxes.
Yeah.
We don't have that here.
We don't. Actually, we have just a few lockers for some shipping companies, but usually we don't do. But that's smart, yes.
Yeah, it's very smart.
For celebrities and so. But talking about mail, the other story that I bring today from famous stalkers and celebrities is the Bjork case.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do a little bit with packages and mail too. But for me, I think this is one of the creepiest, not only for like the story, but the stalker himself. It's the creepiest for me.
Mm-hmm.
So basically this guy, I need my text. So basically this guy is called Ricardo Lopez and he was a big Bjork fan. He saw a video one day of Bjork. By the way, Bjork was so beautiful when she was young. Like, she's still beautiful, but like, I think it's one of the most beautiful humans I ever saw. And basically, Ricardo felt the same because he was like super obsessed with her. And he was obsessed to a point that he didn't see her as like this sexual thing that he wanted like to have her. He saw her as like this angel figure, mm-hmm. like this pure, untouchable thing. That he was so obsessed. So he starts writing her so many letters, like hundreds of letters. And he also has this diary that it's almost totally dedicated to her. He writes every day about her, his feelings for her and everything, that she's like an angel, whatever. And one day he was watching the news and this news came out that Bjork was dating this music producer called Goldie and his world crumbled down because he thought that she was so pure, like an angel. So an angel doesn't involve sexually with no one. It's like this untouchable being. So he went totally delulu, totally nuts. And he changed the format. So he stopped writing on diaries and he started doing video diaries. In posting online. So that's when things get really creepy because those videos are available.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to show you like pictures because he's so creepy. He does it sometimes without a shirt and with his head totally painted in a weird. I want to show you. So this is him.
Wait.
It's like super, super duper creepy.
What's this?
Yeah, exactly. He writes on the walls. He recorded these videos with the face painted. And the content of the videos is just him saying all the things that he would like to do to Bjork to punish her from
not being pure anymore.
Exactly.
Wow.
It's very creepy that those videos are available. But then he started, when he started like planning all this punishment and revenge, he thought that the best way to punish her would be to send her a package containing a bomb. So he first thought of a bomb of 1,000 like needles with HIV that would explode. Yeah, the creepiest shit you could imagine. And then he changed his mind and decided to go with a bomb of sulfuric acid.
That to burn her face.
Yeah, so basically he put the bomb system inside a book that it's supposed to be a script for a new job for her. And it was disguised as this script that it was going to be sent to her address. So he sent the bomb and he recorded the final video with his suicide. So basically he killed himself.
On camera.
With a gun in his mouth.
That's this?
Yeah. And basically he killed himself in the room. And the luckiest thing that Bjork could have in her life was that the neighbor started feeling the smell of a dead body. And the neighbor from below started to see some blood spots on the ceiling. So they called the police and the police found everything and the tapes and all the like things to make the bomb. And they were able to trace the package when it was on the way to her house. And luckily they found the package in time before he gets to Bjork's house. So basically they found the dead body first and were able to track the package. But if not, we wouldn't have Bjork today. So,
oh my God, that's insane.
It's so creepy. One of the creepiest dudes.
Yeah, I think he wins the creepy award today.
The creepy award.
But let's see.
I don't know how he recorded those many videos. I don't know if he was publishing like the videos live or if he was just saving them on tape. But it's so scary. Imagine being Bjork and watching that.
But it's in 1996. This is from 1996. Yeah. Wow.
It's really crazy. And also having someone killing themselves because of you also. It must be like something that she keeps until this day in her head.
Yeah. I would have nightmares. The occasional nightmare still. With him. With his face. I think I'm going to have a nightmare with his face.
Yeah. It's such a creepy dude.
Wow.
They have the videos. You don't want to play.
No. This is so creepy.
Damn. This is straight out of a nightmare.
Very creepy. Yeah, this is
nightmare stuff.
I've seen horror movies less scary. God. Also, imagine being her boyfriend. Like, oh, I would be scared.
Thanks.
I would risk it. I don't know if I would risk it. Like, babe, get rid of your stalker first. Like, yeah, he could have killed him. He could have been like, no, you cannot touch her.
It's so true. And Bjork sent flowers to the family because of his death. He's really a nice person.
I would not have any type of connection to them.
Did you ever have like, not a stalker, but like a super fan that comments every post and is like very dedicated?
I don't think so.
You know? Yeah. You have a fan account?
I have a fan account, but they no longer post.
Oh. They moved on. I was doing my research. I was seeing that Winona Ryder had a stalker that while she was doing these movies, he would make sure that he was hired as
an extra.
As an extra.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that.
On every single on every single like plate that she had. And then one day when she finally mentioned the director or the agency, whatever, like, this is a little creepy, this guy's always here.
Yeah.
Then he stopped coming and he left a note. You see that?
No.
He left a note saying, I wasn't stalking you, but either way, now I'm obsessed with, and said, like, another actress. So
salty.
Salty. So maybe that's what happened.
Like,
with
you're not
your,
even that good.
With your fan account. They were like, maybe now I'm obsessed with someone else.
They just moved on. Okay. I have one last story about one of the six stalkers from Taylor Swift. Six stalkers. So
yeah,
far.
Taylor. I think Taylor would have a lot because she's like this.
She's so big.
Yeah, she's super famous, and I don't know. I think she's this.
Yeah.
Pure, also very pure. Although she has a lot of boyfriends, but I don't know. It's like the girl next door vibe that she has that might attract a lot of.
Yeah, I agree.
Weird creeps.
And actually, the threats on her life have become so persistent that her security team installed facial recognition software at the venues she performs in order to, like, specifically distinguish the stalkers from the fans.
Wow.
But yeah, the one I brought to you today is called Eric Swarbrick. And he actually had, like, a nice face. Like, not a nice as in pretty, but a nice as in it looked like he wasn't. He would be a nice person, but he wasn't.
It doesn't look like Bjork's.
No, not at all. It doesn't look like a demon. But yeah, basically he drove 900 miles from Austin, Texas to Nashville, Tennessee on three separate occasions to deliver more than 40 letters and death threats to Taylor Swift.
Oh my God.
Her former label, Big Machine Records, and to its CEO, Scott Borchetta. Scott. And one of the letters, he wrote, I will not hesitate to kill her, Scott. And there is nothing that you or your lawyers or the law can do about her. So this obsession continued for like 4 years. And he claims that Taylor Swift used to reach out to him in like, on his dreams.
Oh my God.
For over like 100 dreams, she would be like talking to him. And yeah. And he also like kept diaries, like telling every time Taylor came to him and talked to him and asked for like his help. And yeah. But yeah, in the beginning, apparently his letters were cordial. I don't know how to say it in English. And he even sent respectful emails. But then it also, like, it got progressively scarier. And he moved on to the kill and to even mentioning that he would rape her. So yeah, he eventually got arrested. But he was only sentenced to 30 months in prison. And this jail thing will also end next year. That's why I said it's a good era for stalkers because he will be.
They're gonna be all free.
And yeah,
maybe the real Martha can connect with Yolanda.
Yeah,
and with
Eric,
and they start like this killers group, stalker killers. Oh my God! And it's crazy how they. Like, the obsession and love moves on to, like, I want to kill you.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, this impossible love that they kind of realize it's an impossible thing. And if you can't be with me, you
no
can't
one can.
Be. Yeah. Something like that. Must be that.
Yeah.
But I feel like the, like, sociopaths, psychopaths, I don't know how you call it, like, a killer that clearly doesn't feel bad about killing a person, but they must have this tendency to obsess easily.
Mm-hmm.
Because
for
sure. Then why are they so like stuck
on
celebrity?
And it's very usual in movies when they realize that they cannot get what they want, they switch.
Yeah.
And they want to kill you or whatever.
Exactly.
Or you no longer matter. Yeah.
That's so scary.
It's very scary. But yeah. I know celebrities have a lot of easy things, but I don't wish this upon anyone. Imagine getting a death threat every month.
I don't know. That's so scary. That's why I struggle where to like share my personal life and whatnot, because we all only open packages from brands. Imagine opening from people. It would be a little scary, I think. And for celebrities, like, who opens the package? Because I don't believe, like, Beyoncé opens her packages.
Yeah, no.
But then there's, like, a team of people that are on the risk of death every day. Like, it's going to be a bomb.
Yeah, they probably have a machine detector.
You think?
Like a bomb. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, they have to.
But if it's, like, acid or so, they can detect. So I would be, like, with the gloves.
And with the mask.
The mask. Maybe they do have that system. Because I believe they should receive a lot of fan mail.
Yeah.
But that's really scary. And even if you do live shows, like, it's kind of easy for someone to sneak in some gun and just point at you. And you see, like, there's this girl that... It was Bebe Rexha that someone just threw a phone at her.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Poor celebrities in a way.
Yeah, it is.
I know people are in a like hate celebrity phase, but there's also a side of celebrities that is
but
really
even
scary.
Even at Coachella, like I could have had a gun with me.
Yeah.
I think so. Like, I think I could.
Yeah, they looked into your bag.
They look
really
into your
briefly.
Bag,
like,
very,
yeah,
like, they fine. See a water bottle, they make sure it's empty. But they don't touch you. They don't see like...
Yeah, that's what's true.
I don't know. I could have a gun inside my jacket.
That's very true.
And I could have shot Doja Cat.
Oh my God, no. Don't kill Doja.
No, don't Jojo. I love her. But yeah. It's insane. Very creepy.
Enough of celebrities. We also ask you guys. For some creepy stories. Stalker stories. Stuff like that. And you guys sent some. We have someone, a very quick one, saying, my ex of 1 month crashed his car outside my house. So I'm guessing it was like,
oh,
obsession.
Ex. 1 month.
1 month.
Wow. Anger
crazy.
Issues.
Anger issues. I would hate to feel like I have someone very needy as a boyfriend or ex-lover. Mm. Like... calling me after breakup, like really being annoying, must be awful.
But Iris has commitment issues.
That would be awful.
Doesn't like clinginess.
Once a guy from my school sat next to me at some tables outside the library, and I was alone. He didn't ask if he could join me. He just sat down and started talking to me. He asked for my name and I told him not to be weird. Good girl, good. From then on, he stalked all my social media. He would message me every day saying he loved me and that I was very beautiful and should be his girlfriend. Until I blocked him everywhere. After a month, my best friend found out that he was writing things about me on Twitter and had a picture of me as his profile picture.
Ew. No, imagine having someone, having that dude, having like a picture of you as like the wallpaper, the phone wallpaper.
So creepy.
And he like, he just sits next to you, puts the phone.
Oh my
like,
God.
It's me.
That's so, so creepy.
Ew.
There's more to tell because he's crazy and wouldn't stop doing these strange things. Oh, I guess there's more to tell, but she didn't told.
Oh my God.
I want to know more.
There's a guy on TikTok that always discovers where people are. This is so random. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, like based on like the Google Maps?
No, like you can be at a restaurant, a random restaurant. Like, oh, imagine you put a picture of yourself and you like scratch the menu so people don't know at what restaurant you are. He like can get there, by like the decoration, wow, the sun, the hours. I don't know. Like he does videos like discovering like where you are.
And it doesn't matter the country, he discovers everything.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. So creepy. Also, imagine you have someone watching you all the time, like a neighbor or something. That would also be so weird because I live in a building.
Yeah.
And like in front of my window, there's another building. And sometimes I wonder, like, imagine if someone from the other it's building like spying. Is always looking at you.
There's a movie like that. I don't remember which one. That I think it's a girl or a guy. I think it's a girl that has like this social anxiety thing that she can't leave. So she becomes obsessed of like stalking the neighbors because she has nothing else to do. She was like,
but yeah, that's a shield stalker because she's not going to get out.
Well, it's not actually like fun to have someone just watching you all day.
Yeah.
But actually, in my parents' house, they made like this window on the kitchen. And then, because it was like almost an empty street when they built the house. So then other houses started building, and our neighbors made a window exactly on the same wall, like, but their wall. Mm-hmm. So their window goes to my window, and you can clearly see the other house. Mm-hmm. The thing is, my parents' window is a kitchen, but their window is a bathroom.
Oh,
so it's not good.
Really? That's not very smart.
It's not very smart. So my mom once saw my neighbor naked.
Oh, wow.
Which is a little annoying.
A little naked booty.
And I watch him like brushing his teeth every
day. I have a story because where I now have my dressing room used to be my grandmother's office. And my mom told me that my grandma put some sort of vinyl on the window that would not allow anyone to see from the outside, but you could see from the inside.
Oh,
to the
my
outside,
God.
Okay.
I can already imagine.
Okay, good. And then through that window, you can also see my boyfriend's bathroom because we have. Each one of us has his bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, don't share bathrooms with a boy.
Wow.
I'm a lady. And he kept saying, like, are you sure that thing you cannot see? Because I keep going naked from the bathroom to our room and get dressed there. And I was like, yeah, don't worry. It's fine. No one can see anything. And then one day, I was getting dressed, okay? I was, like, in my underwear. And I saw a little boy, like, looking like this. Through the window in front of me. Like horror movie shit. Like, he had, like, big glasses. And he was so serious. And I was like, okay. I made eye contact once. And then I kept getting dressed. I put on a shirt.
But you thought only you could see.
Yeah, only me. I put on a shirt and there he kept looking. He kept staring. And then I put on a skirt and I was like buttoning up the skirt and he kept looking. And I was like, I'm gonna wave. And
no.
I waved and he waved back.
Oh my God, no.
So the vinyl is a lie. I called my mom and I was like, you're a liar.
I can't believe all this time.
Yeah, she was like, oh, maybe she removed it. I don't know. So yeah, all this time, my naked boyfriend, me naked, everyone probably saw.
So basically that's your neighbor's house?
It's another building that's in front of my building.
The kid was having the time of his
life.
He
was like looking like,
he was like, keep going. Put on that outfit, girl. Wow. Yeah. That's smart of
you. So yeah, it can grow into a stalker.
It can grow into a stalker. True. After that connection.
Yeah, I also see my neighbor rolling a joint every day because he always goes to the window and he just rolls a joint there. And I'm like, okay, good for you.
Good for you.
Like, he has no problems being watched.
Okay, another one. Found out I had a stalker by walking. Oh, no. sorry, found out I had a stalker by waking up to him staring at me. How did this happen? He ran away, but followed me several times after. Turns out he was mentally ill, thinking we were in a relationship. That means he broke into your house?
Yeah.
That's my biggest nightmare. Just imagine waking up and having someone staring at you.
He looks so pretty when he's asleep.
Actually, I don't know if I told this story before, but when my mom was young, she slept with her brothers, her sisters, and it's only one brother. So they shared, like, there was two rooms and, like, two girls in one, a girl and a boy in the other, something like that, because they were, like, they are five brothers. Five siblings. So once they were robbed in the middle of the night, but the guy actually couldn't rob anything because he made some noise, so my aunt, my mother's sister, woke up and he was like right next to her in the middle of the night. Just he was like going through their bags, like the purses, and he got scared because she woke up, but she got scared because he was there. So she started screaming and he started running away. And actually, he left his jacket. So he didn't take anything. Oh. And he left the leather jacket. But just imagine waking up to seeing like a face next to you.
I would
die.
Piss my pants.
I would die. I would be traumatized for life. I don't know how she can sleep after that.
Yeah.
It's so
I would have to move houses.
Yeah. Even so, I think the trauma will follow you no matter what. And we have one last one. O Tadak foi a única que eu não li.
É isto, isto.
Se não é spoiler. Exato.
Ok. I had a sugar daddy slide into my DMs on Insta, so we started talking. This went on for a few months, and then one day I realized
wait. So right there. So she's assuming that she was like going in for the sugar daddy.
She
right?
Is.
Like she knew.
She knew.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good for you.
Get that bag. Okay. This went on for months. And then one day I realized the account he's been sending me money from is in my contacts. So I try a few numbers from my contacts and figure out which one is connected to the account being used. Turns out he was an ex-boyfriend. Needless to say, he's been blocked, but I've been extremely paranoid in general ever since. Well, that's a win-win situation for me. Like, your ex is sending you money.
Yes, but why pretending to be? Is it to prove a point? That she would probably go for money?
Oh my God. No, he probably still likes her and it's the only way to stay connected to her. I don't know.
That's really, really creepy. Also, there must be some creepy stories on Tinder too and stuff like that because you can play to be so many different people. And I feel like people now are so brave because if I was out and about and single, I wouldn't like meet someone like based on Tinder.
Me neither.
I don't know how, because you need to if you really want to meet someone
well,
in
maybe
person.
If he
but
was, like in the middle of like in a very busy area.
Yeah, maybe.
But still, it could be a crazy dude.
It could be a creepy dude. And
like you need to stalk him first.
Exactly.
To make sure he's not a weirdo.
See if you have like any friends in common on social media.
Yeah.
He has like pictures. I could be a stalker, a social media stalker. Like I think I would be like stalking his pictures before meeting him, seeing if he has pictures with other people and then
Same.
Stalking that people to see if they look real
Same.
And do like a detective work.
Maybe ask him like, oh, what are your plans tonight? And go to that place.
Oh my God. Okay, that might
far.
Be a little might be a little too much. Just to see him from afar.
Just to see him from
see
afar.
See if it's true.
See if
but
he
then
looks like
if he sees you there, you're gonna be the stalker.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the stalker.
You'll be like, what the fuck? Why did you ask me? And then you're suddenly here.
That was so random. What I was a coincidence. It's okay.
Okay, last but not least.
He would like me crazy.
You like the crazy ones?
No, if he likes me, he would still like me crazy.
That's true. Or not.
Or not.
Depends how crazy. Last but not least, we have a little game that we decided to call
Creepy or Cute.
Creepy or Cute.
Ding, ding, ding. It's been a long day. Okay, so this is creepy and this is cute. In case there's any...
No. We just reutilized this from something that I don't even remember. So.
Constantly talking about what a nice guy you are.
Okay, let's count to three. One, two, three. I think it's a little creepy that you think.
I don't think it's a creepy. I think it's more of like a narcissist vibe.
Point of view.
Like,
yeah.
Like you're such a good person, but you're not all that.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not creepy.
But it's not cute.
Yeah. Okay. It's creepy.
I'm such a good guy. No, you should see me with puppies.
Oh my god, the other day I saw a woman on the street and I helped her cross the street.
You know, that's actually a line from a pickup. Not pickup. How do you say the guys? No, that's a girl that wants to be picked. How this is called?
Pick me girl.
Oh, it's a pick me boy line because on TikTok. That's what they say as a pick me boy, that you say something like, I can't find a girl because I think I'm just such a nice guy and girls prefer
the
bad guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like, I can't believe you gave me a chance. I'm so like there's so many other guys better. Okay. Let's keep playing.
Giving me gifts when we're not even friends or lovers.
Giving you gifts when you okay.
Okay.
One, two,
three.
It's creepy. My god. Not even friends.
I think it would be
a random dude.
Yes.
I think it would
be we're not synchronized today.
He's a little teddy bear with a camera inside for me to watch you.
No, but like I think if when I first meet someone, if the person gives me a gift when I like the first encounter, I would be like so happy.
But it keeps giving you gifts.
No, without being a friend. If it's more than once that date, I think we'll become friends.
Okay, so any Iris stalkers, if you're interested, you just need to give her a gift once. And then you're friends.
The second time, we're going to be friends already. Oh my god, that's how I pictured it would be like the first date or first time that I meet someone on the street, like... Even a fan or someone that comes up to me and says, like, I love your work here. I would think it's cute.
Yeah, because you're imagining like that. Imagine if it's a creep and he's like, Iris, I've been doing this for you. And it's like a collage of you guys together.
It's like, I don't know, if it's like a mini doll of myself, I would be creeped out, but...
With real hair?
Oh my god.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with this game. It kind of depends on a little bit
how
of
you
details.
See it. Yeah. How you see it. But that's how I imagine, like the first introduction or something. We're not friends yet, but giving me gifts while we are not in the friends stage, it's cute to me.
Okay.
Telling me to smile.
Telling me to smile? Okay. That's...
Not cute.
We are agreeing on this one.
Not cute.
I instantly imagine a guy being like... Anytime that I'm like complaining about something, like, you need to smile.
What is my smile? You're so pretty if you smile.
Yeah. That's your pretty face. You should smile. Mm-hmm. Show your teeth.
I understood. So you're dead. I was like, okay. Okay, Iris.
Smile more and show your teeth.
Like, it's the least you can do.
Okay. Just imagine a guy like from work or something.
Show your teeth.
Show your teeth. I actually saw this movie. Have you seen it? Called Barbarian.
No.
It's from,
oh, it's new.
It's new from Netflix. And I watched it this weekend. Okay, so please watch it so we can comment. Yeah, it's not like the best horror movie, but I think it has some surprising things that you're not expecting. Like, it's not that cliche. So I think you should watch it so we can comment here because it's creepy as fuck.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Just remember the titties.
Remember the titties. I will never forget.
Good morning texts when we're not in a relationship.
Good morning text?
When we are not in a relationship?
Let me think.
But we're friends?
Okay. I'm ready. Okay, wait.
Wait.
It depends if...
I think... Back when I was in high school, I had like a best friend and we would text every day. And he would like, we would send like good morning to each other.
A guy?
Yeah. But if it was now, it would be creep. even now if I was single.
Yes.
But back then.
Yeah, for
because
me.
Because back then I would text like all the time, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Like all my friends.
That's true.
Like, what you doing? Hi.
Yeah. But I think if it's someone that you have interest on like a love manner, if you want to evolve it to a relationship, then it's all cute if you wake up to a message every day because you're like on that butterfly phase. But if it's like from a friend, I would be creeped out.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Don't you have something else to do?
Yeah. I had a friend before that was a little clingy and I couldn't really deal with that. That like constant messaging. Like, love you. Hi. How are you? Good morning. Good sleep.
Good sleep. Sleep tight. Don't let the bugs bite.
So, okay, I guess it depends.
Let's go for creepy. I think now it's creepy. We are
at that age.
30 years old, so it's creepy.
Unless you're my manager, my boyfriend, and boyfriend only if we're apart. If we're living in the same house, I don't want your message like good morning
like
message.
Waking up, going to the bathroom, going upstairs, and you're like, "What the hell?
Good morning."
Oh, good morning. It's on the phone.
Unless you're one of those or you want to tell me something. Like if I want to talk to you in the morning, I will say first good morning. Yeah. I'm not like, hey.
Let's talk business.
Let's talk business. Other than that, it's creepy.
Asking if he can get a hug the moment we met.
You. It's creepy. No physical touch, please.
Yeah. Unless it's something natural that you talk online first and been talking for a long time when you first meet the person you want to hug.
Yeah.
But like if it's like, hi, nice to meet you, never talked, nothing. And then he says like, can I hug you?
Can I hug?
But if it's someone that goes to you on the street saying he's a big fan and then he's like, can I hug you?
We have hugged before.
We have hugged before. Is it kind of cute?
It's kind of cute. Yeah, let's put it like this.
if you're a fan or...
If you're a fan. If you're just a weirdo.
If you're a weirdo pretending to be a fan.
Red flag.
Surprise visits when you tell them you can't meet with them.
Oh my God. I hate surprise visits. Let me just say. No matter who you are. I hate it. If you're my mom, my dad, my boyfriend. Sorry, I got too nervous with this. If you're my friend, like, I don't like surprise. Don't surprise me in my place. Like, I will invite you when the time is right. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's respectful.
No. It's ding like dong. Imposing. Ding dong.
Like, hi, Sophia. Imposing. Looking at the camera. Hi, Sophia.
Me with my face mask and my PJ.
Yeah, no surprise visits for me.
Following me to my car or house when I say I'm fine.
Following us to our house? That's actually something that I feel.
It's so weird.
It is, but at the same time, so you can think that a guy is trying to protect you after a date that wants to see you, like, walk to your house. But I saw on TikTok girls that really, like, pretend to live somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? And say, like, here is fine. My house is just there. And they wave them goodbye. Yeah. Because, yeah, it's creepy if you're out there dating and...
It's very creepy.
Someone wants to bring you to your house. They can know your address. It's very dangerous.
Yeah. It's weird. I think it's weird. Especially if I say no.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, I don't need to be protected.
Maybe on first dates, try to have someone to pick you after the date or something, like a friend.
Excessive eye contact on a first date.
Excessive eye contact, it can be always creepy.
But it can be a sign that he's nervous.
Nervous?
Yeah.
You think someone nervous is like... For me, it would be a sign that he's
the opposite. Yeah, true. No eye contact would be nervous.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know, it's a little creepy. Like the other day, there was this person that was asking... How do you say it? Like serving at a restaurant, asking for my order, and they were like, and then they winked at me, and I felt like I was starting to blush even because I was like, please, I just want to like be able to do this and then look at you just a little bit,
just a little bit, not too much.
It's scary. Yeah. But the person had blue eyes. I think that's the...
Yeah, blue eyes can be a little bit intense.
Blue, not gray.
Not gray.
Is this true?
Wants to take a picture of us to remember the first date.
Aww.
I think it's cute.
I think that's cute too. Yeah.
I think that's really cute.
I love pictures, so I like to, how do you say, capture every moment. Like, I was like, wait, can you take one just of me?
Like, I don't forget to do first.
That's your skills. If, on the first dates, yeah, good to see the photography.
We could not,
analyze it.
That's very true. Let's see how good of a picture you can take of me. You have like 10 seconds. I was gonna say tries.
Yeah, 10 seconds to take a good picture of me.
10 seconds is a bit creepy.
Oh my god, it's ended up being a funny, creepy episode.
Yeah, I love this episode. I'm having a lot of fun, but unfortunately, all that is good comes to an end. And it's now pink wall time.
Pink wall time.
Pink wall time.
It looks like you're taking, you know, the that lottery thing.
Yeah.
Like, and now ball number 8.
32. Okay. Ooh, personality type.
You guys are always asking for our personality types and... I made the test such a long time ago. You too. So yeah. I think it's time to make new ones and clarify.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yes.
It's gonna be fun. We're going to look into it. And yeah. Thank you so much for watching, guys. We hope you had fun because we did.
Next Monday, same time.
Exactly. Don't forget to subscribe. We love you.
Love you.
Bye.